It's now time for another Castle Country Focus, and today I have Megan Marshall, who, you know, when she comes in, it means it's time for another parade, right?
That's right.
I'm so glad you had time to come in and talk to me, because this is our first parade of the year, and it's always the best one, I think.
Oh, I love St. Patrick's Day Parade. Everybody's so themed out in their green and their costumes. It's a lot of fun.
It's like a sea of green down Main Street.
That's exactly right.
All right. Well, tell us when it's going to take place this year, and let's see if we can get some more floats entered. You said you've got, what, about half what you usually do?
Yeah, so far. And we usually get bombarded a couple weeks prior, so we've still got plenty of time to get those entries in. We've got a lot of truly unique entries this year. It's going to be a lot of fun. It, for the first time in a long time, actually falls on St. Patrick's Day this year, March 17th, starts at noon on Main Street, stretches from 600 East down to First West. We have plenty of announcers, so you can hear all of the action going on, see all of the floats. There's going to be a lot more coverage this time. We're going to have some drones flying around, catching all of the action. It's going to be great fun.
Oh, awesome. So where are you going to post all the video from your drones?
So we've got the Facebook page on Price City's Facebook site, and then however else we can spread it around, it's going to be a lot of fun.
That's going to be pretty neat.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think it actually being St. Patrick's Day kind of makes it funner. You know what I mean? Like, you really get into it, the spirit of St. Patrick's
Absolutely.
Day.
Absolutely. And all of the entries compete because there's different categories that they can win, and really nice, impressive trophies that the Castle Valley Center makes up for us. So people are decorating their floats to win the funniest, the best themed. There's the mayor's choice. There's the chairman's choice. The most beautiful. And so people really get into it. We've got a couple of entries that have snagged the same category year after year, but we've got some new players this time, and they're really gunning for those awards.
Now, you know what? I think a lot of businesses, organizations don't realize this is free advertising.
Absolutely. It's a wonderful way to connect with the community, get your name out there, and it's completely free.
Right, right. And you can participate in this, and if it's a float that you're going to always do, you have it already started for when the next one comes up.
That's exactly right.
Because you've got this down to a science now.
Yes, yes. Modern technology is wonderful.
So you line them all up. What time do they need to meet and check in if they do a float?
Check-in time starts at 11, and so we have between 11 and 12 to get lined up and set in place. Everyone is given a map with their location number so they know exactly where they need to park. And I provide the numbers so that the announcers know exactly who they are. We've got it really well organized, and so that everybody knows where they're supposed to be and when.
All right. So how do they get entry into the parade?
The best route is to go to Price City's website, just priceutah.net. The registration form is on there. The rules and regulations are on there. And it's got several different ways that you can submit that form to me down at Sutherland's or online. And then I'll get you a great spot in line.
Oh, awesome. Now, you've worked with the local police department as far as safety rules when it comes to floats. And you really, both of you as the event organizer and the police, really follow that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is a Price City sponsored parade. So the city police department, and Rick Davis is the city council member who's kind of the chair of all of our parades. We've really studied closely as the national standards to make sure that everybody is safe. And so the biggest thing is throwing objects from moving floats is not allowed by law anymore. And it's just for safety reasons, because when you're on a float and you're throwing candy, they end up in the middle of the street, and there's bound to be kids that are running out in the street, and it's just dangerous.
Yeah, well, they just get so excited.
Exactly.
I mean, they're parading candy.
So that is one of the stipulations, is that if you do have an entry and you do want to hand out stuff, we absolutely encourage it. You just have to have walkers walking alongside your entry, your float, that's actually much closer to the sidewalk and throwing that candy out or whatever objects it is.
Right, right. My other question for folks that maybe are going to do like the side-by-sides or the ATV, mm-hmm. What are your rules on that?
No, that's pretty open, you know, and as far as throwing anything from them, we just want to keep the candy off of the street. So if they're getting closer to the sidewalk, it's a little more dangerous with some of the bigger side-by-sides and the ATVs. We'd still prefer it be walkers that's handing it out.
Right, right. Well, all right. Anything else you want to mention? Now, folks can actually go, can't they have breakfast, the green eggs and ham, and then just
yes.
Head on over to the parade?
And head on over. There's so many fun things. And that same weekend is also the Home and Garden Expo. So you can come out to the parade Saturday morning, get that done, and then head out to the event center to check out all of the booths that are going on out there, including Sutherland's booth, where we're doing mini golf.
Oh, fun!
I'm so excited. But there's so many great entries this year. There's just, it's going to be a fun weekend.
I'm excited to see all the floats. I go every year. I go and help with Mallory because we do a fun event for our station. Mm-hmm. And I can't believe some of the ideas that come up and the green. I mean, green galore. It's awesome. I like even the Absolutely. Pets. Some people have their dogs.
Yes. We've got a couple of entries so far that they're saying, can we bring our animals? And they decorate, you know, the horses and the pets and the dogs. And we do, like I say, there's some entries that are doing something so spectacular, so unique that I'm not even allowed to talk about it.
Oh, I can't wait. So that means everybody has to go to the parade.
Exactly. You have to see it. You have to be there.
Now, you mentioned that you have several announcers. Can you say where they will be stationed so if people want to sit close to them?
Mm-hmm. We've got it narrowed down to where we've got one just about on every block.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
That is really good.
So Carl Potter with Pro Sound, he comes out and sets up all of his equipment, and Castle Country Radio, of course, helps us out. And so by doing that, everybody can hear everything.
Good. Good. I think that's wonderful. Well, all right. One more time. Give us the details. And
The St. Patrick's Day Parade this year is on St. Patrick's Day, March 17th at 12 p.m. on Main Street in Price. You have to come check it out. And it is not too late to turn in entries for your floats as well.
And you can get that on the Price City website.
That's right. Price City website or Price City's Facebook page.
All right, folks. There you have it. Go on out for the annual St. Patrick's Day Parade. And it's going to be a good time. She said there is going to be some surprises.
That's
so
right.
You don't want to miss this, especially because it's on St. Patrick's Day. So go out and be this part of this. And again, it starts at noon?
12 p.m.
All right. Line up. If you're doing a float, you want to be sure to be lined up, getting ready between 11 and 12 because they're going to start right at 12. That's one thing I like about you. You get it started on time.
Right on time.
Yep. Yep. Yes. That's good. All right, Megan, thanks for taking time to come in and talk to me.
Thanks for having me.
This has been another Castle Country Focus. For more information on this Castle Country Focus and others, visit our website at castlecountryradio.com.